www.ncbi.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Good Tuesday morning, or is it? Oh my goodness, it was almost a 2-hour drive coming in today. Traffic everywhere. People slow down, be alert, be careful. Sun glare is a killer today. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and I thank TJ over there for giving me a stall. He's my producer over there, so thank you for that. So here we go. We are getting into the holiday season. I hate to say it. I always used to say that the holidays started after Thanksgiving. After. But no, that's not really how it rolls. It starts even before Halloween. I cannot get over it. So I thought it would be fun today to get our homes ready for the holidays. But before we do that, I just wanted to comment on last week's guest. And before I do that, I just want to let everybody know we are live on the air at WWDB 860 AM. Of course, we are on the podcast live on the website. We are on Odyssey. You can download that app if you need to. And you can listen to this podcast at any time or any of my other phenomenal, in my opinion, podcasts that I've done in the past. So last week we did a show. We had a live co-host. It was RK Bob Brown who did the Foundation Repair Secrets. And I got some comments on that, which was really interesting. I got some likes, but I got some comments that a couple people thought he talked a little over our heads. I did too. I felt like I tried to bring him down a little bit when he was talking about, you know, the heave and things like that in the house. You know what? Next time he comes back, we'll break it down. I'll ask him to put it, you know, because I'm not an engineer and a lot of us aren't. And, you know, we don't understand all those terms. But he did have a great book called Foundation Repair Secrets, Learn How to Protect Yourself and Save Thousands. And I just wanted to, I did have two winners for that. So I wanted to thank them for their questions and your books. One of them already got their book. So yay. For that. So if you wanted to hear more about Foundation Secrets and wanted to know more about how to protect yourself and save thousands, it's a good listen to. The book is actually pretty good too. So, okay, so the holidays are here and we're trying to get ready before our guests come because a lot of us start having guests rolling in, you know, pretty much by this weekend. You know, they're coming for the Thanksgiving holiday. They're coming for the Christmas holiday, the time in between, New Year's. I mean, we've got like almost 2 months of like nonstop traffic in our house. Now, my house has been like a revolving door. We have had guests every single weekend for like 2 months now, and it's not stopping. Yeah, I know. I saw your eyebrows raise over there, TJ. Literally every weekend, somebody has been at our house, whether it's a guest staying over, whether it's my mom, whether it's one of the grandkids or all of the grandkids. It's just been nonstop. And I'm just like, where is my weekend to clean? Because I run all week long. So that's what we're going to get into today. We're going to talk about some things that you want to get together and clean before your guests visit for the holiday. We're going to try to break it down as simply as we can. And it's now is really the time to start because literally next week after my show, you'll be thawing the turkey and getting it ready for the oven. Speaking of which, next week we're going to have Butterball Turkey Headquarters calling in during our show to make sure that we keep kitchen fires at a minimal. I do have a neighbor from my old neighborhood that literally burnt down their kitchen and part of their house 1 year overcooking the turkey in the oven. I should not laugh, but
how long ago was that?
Oh my gosh, that was like 8-9 years ago. Yeah, it could have even been a little longer than that, but people still do it. They forget, you know? So I just want to try to get you all up to date. And, you know, with the holidays, I mean, they are almost here. I mean, I say almost, they're here. They are definitely here. And I mean, I can't even take the Christmas commercials. What? You look like you have something to say over there. You're chomping at the bit.
No, just... I don't know. On Halloween, I was walking around the mall and there was literally, they were setting up for Santa Claus and Christmas all in Macy's. And I'm just like, what?
Right.
Too early.
You know, I loved the magical time. I know this is home improvement fixing facts, but I loved, you know, we're talking about all this other stuff, but I love the magical time when I was growing up as a kid. Hopefully I'm not giving away my age or any trade secrets or anything, but I loved that. You know, you got to Thanksgiving, you had your big family gathering, and then the next day, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the stores magically transformed. It was almost like watching Elf, the movie, you know, where the stores magically transformed overnight and Christmas decorations were up. And there was just a feeling of enchantment and wonderment and excitement in the air. And now it just drags out so long that we don't have it. So
I have a quick question.
What?
When is the best time to listen to Christmas music? What is your personal opinion? I think after Black Friday. That's
yes,
my personal
I think the day after. The day after Thanksgiving is the best time to start to cue up the Christmas music. Not now. No. And I actually have a like a 220 CD disc player, so I can rotate and just keep playing, not even whole tracks, just a song skip. And I have all the Christmas CDs completely segmented. Away from anything else in a certain area. I know what those numbers are. So if a Christmas song comes on, psh, I can skip it. But during the holiday, I can just put in that block and just play Christmas music. So yeah, after. So, you know what? I know I'm already starting to feel the pressure of trying to keep everything comfortable. And I have I say guest room and a half. At my house, I have a guest room and I have another bedroom that is the office, but it's a bedroom as well. So I call it half because it's not always in the best condition. But you want to start to get everything ready. Plus, we have a finished basement. Well, almost finished, three quarters of the way. If you've been listening to my show, you know I've been working on it for 2 years now, right? Okay, one of these days it'll be done. The deck is done. Anyway, but we also have a downstairs room in, you know, a family room downstairs that has a pull-out futon. So that room has to be ready because we always host holiday guests. And this year, you know, we have a big holiday party at our house, you know, for the family. And this year, because we're trying to do it the Saturday before Christmas. Well, guess what? That's New Year's Eve, not New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, the very next day of when we're doing our party. And then my husband and I are off for a vacation. So it's like, you know, I feel like that little kid on Home Alone with my hands on my face going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? And it's so hard to keep track of everything. And I know I want to be a really good host. And I know all of you want to be a really good host to your friends and family that come to visit. So, and you want the guest rooms to be clean and comfortable. So what do you do? Okay, well, let's do a little checklist here. You know, it is a home improvement because you're getting your rooms clean and in order for the holiday. And, you know, hopefully you do this all year round. But, you know, like with me, with revolving traffic every weekend, it's been really hard. But the best thing to do is to bust the dust, to start by giving every single room a deep cleaning. Start with your guest room. If you know that you're having holiday guests for Thanksgiving, go ahead and put those sheets on the bed, those clean sheets, and get them ready. But if you know that it's not going to be until the Christmas holiday or whatever your holiday is that you celebrate, make the bed, make the room look nice, but have the sheets folded and on the bed. The reason why is you don't want to leave a bed made with the sheets on the bed longer than 2 weeks. I mean, fresh bedding is awesome. But let's start with the dust first. Dust every surface in your room, including the dressers, the nightstands, the desk, the television, if you have one in there, the windowsills, any window treatments, blinds, anything like you have in that room. Baseboards should be really thoroughly dusted. And especially if you haven't done it like me in a couple weeks. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget to vacuum the floors really well, too. And then the next thing is you want to make the bed, but you want your linens to be clean and fresh when they go on the bed. I like a little lavender spray on my sheets before I make the bed. You can get them at a linen store. Just a little spray keeps the sheets smelling fresh, and guests love it. Plus, lavender helps you sleep better. But if you put fresh bedding on the bed, you know, like a week, 2 weeks, you're really pushing it at three, you're good. But if you haven't washed the bedding since like Memorial Day, actually, I've been washing it every weekend because you have to rotate and keep them clean for your guests. It's really smart to freshen things up. So if you need to wash the comforters and blankets and things like that, but don't put the sheets on the bed till about, you know, 2 weeks before your guests are going to arrive, or if they're coming for Thanksgiving, now is a good time to do it. And keep in mind that keep in mind where your guests come from. Like, it's cooler here right now, but if we have guests that are coming, you know, that are used to warmer weather, you know, the cold weather is going to give them a chill. So it's really smart. You know, there was a survey says a while ago, like whether people should use a top sheet. I always grew up with a top sheet, and then you put your blankets and your throws and things like that. But always keep a top sheet on your bed. That way, if you have guests that don't like the extra blankets or extra comforters that you have on your bed, they can throw them off and still have, you know, that privacy of having a top sheet on them. So make your bed with a top sheet. The next thing you want to do, get the guest room in order. Once it's done, you can comfortably deal with, you know, a week or 2 weeks without really dusting. If you close those doors, close it off. Otherwise, you're going to have to do it one more time before the Christmas holiday. Bathrooms. It's important that your guests have their own bathroom. If you live in a place where you can do that, if you have a half a bath and you can make it private for them, except when they need a shower, or if you have a second bath, it's important that the room, whatever it is that you're using for their bathroom, even if it's yours, is sparkling clean. You want your bathtubs and your shower stalls and your sinks and your countertops to be as clean as possible. People tend to forget the mirror sometimes. And, you know, just scrubbing that bathroom from top to bottom, including window treatments or blinds or windowsills, baseboards, the same thing. And you want to account for your guests that are staying in your house. So make sure that you have at least one fresh towel per guest, and those you can put out now if you need to, or just wait till, you know, a day or two before they come, or even a week. But don't forget that people wash their hair, so they're going to need an extra towel, and washcloths is a really nice thing to make sure that you have all those elements in there. And it's also a nice thing in your home. It's just a little treat for your guest. You don't have to go all out. You don't have to stock up the bathroom, but put basics in there. Make sure there's a fresh bar of soap, a fresh roll of toilet paper. Do not leave like half a roll sitting there. Put the half a roll in your bathroom or put it away. Put a fresh roll of toilet paper out. And the basics, like I said, soap, shampoo, conditioner, you know, body lotion, kind of like when you go to a hotel. I like my guests to feel like they're at a hotel and what they need is right there for them. I am not the person that's going to go all out and give them a bathrobe and slippers. That is not me. But some people do. It's just a thoughtful bonus for some of your guests if you want to do that. And it's always nice to have other essentials in that room. You know, an extra hair dryer under the sink or in the drawer if you have one. It's also a good time to get into that guest bathroom and clean out the drawers and the shelves quickly. Vacuum out the drawers because of all the dust and debris that's in there. But if you have a lot of personal items in the extra bathroom, like I do because I prefer that one, it's time to get those items out of that bathroom, or at least have them in a tray or a makeup bag or a carry-all bag, something that you can use that bathroom up until the last minute, and then you can just take the whole thing out, the whole tray or bag or, you know, whatever it is that you have your stuff in to freshen up that bathroom. Also, you might want to go one extra step for your guest when they're at your house, too. You know, put a couple Band-Aids in there, Q-tips, cotton balls, dental floss, and even maybe a little tube of toothpaste. So just little things that you can do. If there is a closet in that room, okay, I've told y'all about spring cleaning and things that you should do, but cleaning your closet technically should only take a few minutes unless it's like mine, and my guest closet is filled to the hilt with everybody else's stuff. So if you can, it's time to get into that bathroom and throw out anything that is old, any you know, extra storage like bags and things that we keep our cleaning in. Wire hangers, they need to go. And those stupid plastic ones and the ones that clip your pants, they need to go too. If you're using the guest closet for your own personal use, at least move everything to one side so that your guests have a place to hang things up, and leave a few empty hangers in your closet because your guests might need to hang up their clothes. So, I mean, we just don't think about being thoughtful, you know, because we're just so used to living our basic life all the time. I always leave an, oh, that was a hiccup. You looked at me funny over there. That was a hiccup. I always leave an extra hanger on the door. There's a hook on the back of my door in the bathroom, and I always leave an extra hanger there. That way, if somebody wants to hang something up in the steamy bathroom, you know, to get the wrinkles out, or they want to hang up their own robe or something like that, it's right there and accessible. It's, like I said, tidy up the drawers. If you have a dresser in your house and you're keeping, like I have a dresser that has six drawers. Three on the top, three on the bottom. I keep the bottom three for the kids when they come to visit and my mom. I keep extra clothes in the bottom three and I keep the top three empty so that my guests have a place to put their clothes. So make sure that you are supplying them with a place to keep them and make sure you're vacuuming them out too. And if possible, if you have to, just get a little hamper and put all your clothes in a pile, put it in your own closet, in your own bedroom for now until your guests are gone, and then you can always put them back in. Just little tips, you know, you need to know how to fix these things before your guests arrive. Another thing that's really important, I'm hoping that you have a nightstand next to that bed in your bedroom, maybe on both sides of the bed, and make sure that the nightstand drawers don't have anything in them at all except for a flashlight, a pad of paper, and a pen. Those and for those of you that are religious, your Bible or whatever it is that you want to put in that drawer. I think that those are important things. I always like to let my guests know that there's a flashlight available just in case they should need it. I actually leave a pen and pad in a little basket on top of my dresser. So if my guests have any quick thoughts or they want to write anything down, it's right there for them. And make sure you do a quick wipe down and dust that area as well. One thing that I really suggest that you declutter the room as much as you possibly can. You want people to feel comfortable and that they can just like kind of spread out and put their things everywhere. One of the last things that people forget to do, and I do this when I go to hotels, I put a baggie over the remote control. But if you are having guests in your room, and remember, you know, we're still dealing with lingering effects of COVID, it's still flu season, cold season, and all of that. So take a couple minutes. Number one, put fresh batteries in the remote for your guests if there's a TV in there. And take the time to wipe down the remote control really well, because that holds germs. And if you just never do it, this would be a really good time. And people say, how do you clean it really well? Well, Q-tip in between the buttons works just great. It's also nice to have an extra phone charger in the drawer or plugged into the wall. So most people, and this happens to me all the time, people forget to bring their chargers. So if you have a hot spot in the bedroom where they can plug their things in, is really nice. And one other thing that I like to recommend for my guests to do, or that I like to do for my guest, is I like to put a fresh bottle or two of water, sealed bottled water, in their room so that if they're thirsty, they don't have to go wandering through your house in the middle of the night. They don't have to drink tap water. I mean, you can be fancy. If you don't want to put bottled water and you want to be fancy, you can put a nice little water carafe with a nice little glass sitting there, something like that. You can put that on the nightstand or the dresser, or if you have room in your bathroom, you can even put it there. But it'll definitely make it nicer for your guests. So easy, easy things that you can do to get your house ready for the holiday with everything that's like, I mean, it's here, folks. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with some more information for you getting ready for the holidays and things that you probably should have done already. But if you haven't, I'm here to remind you, like a broken record, like I always do. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back. Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Fun music to get our holiday kicked off. You said that was Steve Martin? Was that when he played the little whatever? Okay.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, I love that movie. That's another movie. That's a great holiday movie. I love that. I pretty much watch it every year.
I feel like it's the only Thanksgiving movie, to be honest.
Yeah, there really isn't any Thanksgiving movies. And you know what, people? We need to give thanks because, man.
Besides Charlie Brown, but like.
Yeah, but that's not Thanksgiving either.
Yeah, I mean, it's
really?
Just multiple holidays.
Yeah,
like.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. What a great movie. If you've never seen it, please, please look for it on the TV. It is worth every second of watching. So as we're getting ready, I just want to make a mention that we're going to have a live call in probably about quarter of, you know, at the pretty much towards the end of our hour, because it is something that it's a public service announcement for Veterans History. And I just want people to know that the Library of Congress has been honoring our veterans living and deceased for Veterans Day. I know it was this weekend. But there is a great project that is going on, and the Library of Congress Legacy will have some great lessons that we can learn. And I definitely want to get that in because I have total respect for our veterans. And I think it's also important that we make sure that we thank them every day. Every day. There was just a big thing this weekend for our veterans at the big box stores at Home Depot. They were doing so much. I did previous interviews about it. So I'm gonna do that public service announcement because I think it's important. So anyway, we're deep cleaning our house. We have the guest room and their bathroom ready, but winter is here. Well, it's still fall, but you know, like the minute it gets, there's frost on the windows, I'm done. Because if you listen to me, you know I'm a three-season gal and winter is not one. So we're so well into fall right now and winter is, boom, going to be here. Just like the holidays, boom, are here. So what you want to do is we already had our first frost, by the way. I mean, yesterday morning, my car was icy frosty. So you want to be prepared for the season, and we are all so busy. So things that you really need to take care of now, and I've repeated these over and over again, But it's really important that you start sprucing up now. Like, get going. I mean, this is something we should do all year round, but some of us aren't, you know, in the position to have a house cleaner or, you know, somebody come in and do all the heavy duty work for us. So you're going to have to do it. I say a room at a time if you can. Don't be like me where I take something from one room that I'm cleaning into another room and then I end up being in that room for like 15 minutes till I find something that goes in another room and then I take it to that room and spend time in there. Try to stay in one room and get it done from top to bottom. The only thing that I would say that you wouldn't do that on is windows. You know, if you're going to start cleaning all the windows in your house, giving your windows a good wash before the holidays eliminates all the dust, the dirt, the grime, the kids' fingerprints, the dog's nose prints, and keeps natural light flowing into your house and keeps it really nice and warm and comfortable. So believe it or not, it does let more sunlight in when the windows are clean. So you can do it room by room as you're in each room, but I prefer to do all the windows at one time, or I shouldn't say I do it because it's usually my husband who does it because I'm just not a good window cleaner. But he's really good. Folks, it's really easy. You don't need to go buy special Windex or, you know, window cleaners. Hot, soapy water, a little bit of Dawn in that water, a squeegee and a rag. I've talked about this before. Do your windows in one direction on one side, another direction on the other side so you can see if you're missing anything. You wet the windows down. You can do it with a wet cloth or a wet brush, just softly to get all the grime off of that. And then what you want to do is once they're wet, just squeegee them in one direction. Keep wiping the blade with a dry, clean cloth. And it will, all that dust is going to fall to the ground inside and out. And then when you get ready to vacuum each room, you'll be getting all that grime and everything up. You want to make sure that you are giving all the carpets and rugs in your room a really good vacuuming. Put area rugs, if you don't get them cleaned, at least put them outside and beat them with a broom. Yes. Seriously, you might like, what? But get the dust and the dirt out of those rugs. Beat them outside, then bring them inside onto fresh, clean, washed floors, unless you have wall-to-wall carpet, and then vacuum those rugs again, especially because it's good for, think about it, people. I wish I could be that person that always takes my shoes off at the door and just have socks or slippers right there. Because think about it. You're walking around outside. I walked in here, walked across a parking lot, walk across the grass. Guess what you're bringing into your house every time you have your shoes on your feet? You're bringing in all the grime, all the dirt, all the possible droppings from wild animals or dogs or whatever in your neighborhood. You're bringing that into your house. So if you do a thorough cleaning like this, a deep, deep cleaning before the holidays, you might want to make it something that you do moving for, you know, on in the season. I constantly bug my husband. He's a contractor carpenter, as you know, to put the shoebies over his feet, you know, the little shoe linen, the paper cloths that go over your shoes when he's coming in and out just to keep the floors clean. But you can't stop the dog from doing it, can you? So, anyway, it's just a nice little tip for you. Heating and cooling vents. I've talked to you about this before. We talked about HVAC for a couple weeks ago. If you haven't changed your filters with daylight saving time, make sure you're changing all those filters now and make sure that you've changed the batteries in your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. And you want to vacuum and clean out the heating vents as best you can. If you don't do it, have a service that comes in and do it. You want to do it because it improves air quality, number one, especially with, all, like I said, all the winter viruses going around, and it ensures that your heating system is working to the best of its ability. Now, I talked about the closets in the guest room, but what about the closets in all the other rooms? I started doing this. I had a couple hours over the weekend and went to lean on a shelf in my bathroom closet and broke the shelf and everything came tumbling down. So now that has to be fixed. And so it's important that you go through the closet all the time, whether it's a bathroom closet, whether it's a linen closet where you keep cleaning supplies and soaps and shampoos and things like that, or whether it's your you know, main closet for all your clothing, but this is the perfect time to donate. If you have clothes you haven't worn, donate them. If you have 6 bottles of shampoo on your shelf and it has a soon expiring expiration date, which I think shampoo still works, it just weakens a little bit, but maybe you want to donate some of those things. Donate, 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 pay it forward, you know, give it to charity. Any items that are stored in those closets, it's just time to get rid of them. You know, either sell them online or have a yard sale. This is going to be like one of the last weekends to do a yard sale. And get rid of all those things. Go through your cabinets in your bathroom and your medicine cabinets. Get rid of everything that has expired. Yeah, seriously, people. Like, I just threw something away that I didn't, and I thought I did this regularly, but it had a 2018 expiration date on me. Did I really move it with me when I moved? I guess I did. It's also time to see if, you know, switch out your clothing if you haven't done that for the fall season already. This is the time to get in there and do that and donate. If you're getting a new jacket, getting some new sweaters, or you have way too many, donate those as well. There's always organizations that are doing jacket and clothing drives. We always forget about under the sinks, not just our kitchen sinks, but our bathroom sinks as well. And we just don't really ever think about the space under our sink and how we use it. Like, I am not a fan of keeping all the chemicals under your sink where children can get to them, but yet I do it, right? Don't we all? So make sure there's a lock on that. But if your bathroom gets really cold, or your house gets really cold, or in, you know, the under the kitchen sink, you should allow those cabinet doors to be open sometimes. When maybe if you're just doing a vacuuming or a cleaning, open those cabinet doors to allow heat to circulate under there into those areas so that you can prevent the pipes from freezing. We had this happen to us last year. We had not turned the heat up very high in the master bedroom. And before, we have zoned heating in our house. Zoned heating is different areas heat different rooms. So you can have the bedrooms heated, but not the living room and vice versa. So what you want to do is be able to open those cabinet doors and reorganize those shelves and allow the heat of the room to circulate under those cabinets to prevent freezing. It's time to reorganize, give the pipes a clear path, you know, around all your stacks of soap and shampoo and toilet paper and paper towels and whatever else you keep in those cabinets. And then a nice tip from one of our guests just wrote in, go through the pantry. Yes, you are 100% right. It's time to go through the pantry, especially if you're getting ready. If you're like me and you do cookie baking, it's time to get rid of everything that is expired. Organize your pantry. If you have flour and sugar and things like that that you keep have and it's not in a sealed container, and even if it is, it's time to pull the flour out, whether it's regular flour, wheat flour, almond flour, coconut flour, whatever, because bugs like to get in there. So I highly advise people to clean it. Yes, if you cook with it, it's a little protein in your food, but I don't know that it's good protein. So make sure that you're taking the time to clean out your pantry, your spice drawer, your spice cabinet, all of those things. Check the things that are open. If you have something that you opened a while ago and haven't used it, like crackers, chances are they're stale. Get rid of them. Where do you see how much room you have in your pantry after you do this? I love when my older son comes to visit me because he purges my cabinets. Every time he comes, he just goes through everything and throws, and I don't care. I love it. But he throws things away, and he's particularly fond of throwing away expired spices. So make sure that you're doing under the cabinets, under the sinks, and do the things that are really important. Evaluate your canned goods, your pasta boxes, your baking supplies, even the sprinkles. I mean, expired sprinkles don't taste good on cookies. So maybe it's time to get rid of those as well. And make a list as you're doing this, you know, have an essentials list and make a list of anything you need to throw out, or that you, or not that you throw out, that you need to replace because you had to throw it out. Told you a couple weeks ago about the chimney. You should have done that by now. I'm hoping you did. If you didn't, you're going to want to go back and listen to how to clean your chimney. I have a show on it from a couple weeks ago. The garage is another spot. Do you have people coming in and out of your garage? Are they tracking themselves, you know, and or yourself in through the garage or your workshop or whatever that, you know, that mud room, whatever that room is that you're using to get in and out? Deep cleaning that area is really more about getting rid of the broken things and all the junk that you've stored in there. You know, and remember, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So if you have a broken chair, don't be afraid to put it out to the curb on big trash day, because I guarantee you somebody will come along and see it as a treasure. So make sure that you are cleaning out those spaces that need to be cleaned out. Make sure that you're evaluating everything that's there in the winter. You should have put all of your big tools, like your pressure washer, your gas or electric or charcoal grill, should be cleaned up unless you use it all year round, except for the snow and the rain. You want to make sure that all of those have been cleaned up and serviced and put away to the best that they can be. And you want to make sure that you have all the tools available, because guess what? Yes, it could snow this year. We didn't really get any snow last year, but you want to make sure this is the time to do it, not the scramble at the last minute when we get a quick snowstorm or flurries or ice. So you want to make sure that you're not scrambling for the shovel. You want to make sure that you have salt or ice melt, gas for your snowblower if you have one, that you've blown all the leaves out of the way. You just want to make sure that you have the things that you need if we should get ice or snow. Yes, yes, ice or snow. I remember snowing on Halloween, and I definitely remember snowing on Thanksgiving. So I think that these are things that you just want to take the time to tackle and make sure that you have everything in order. And, you know, when I talk about snow, I'm like just saying the word. Just, I think it's so beautiful for the moment, but then I'm done, you know. And I love it. I love to look at it. But I'm, like I said, I'm a three-season gal. But the force of winter is going to be here in a snap. So I would advise people, like, they're going to have Black Friday and all that, get out and get your holiday shopping done now. Get your wrapping paper, the things that you need. Unless you were smart and bought it after the holiday seasons when it was at a huge discount, and then you're already prepared with the things, the bags and the wrapping paper and the tissue that you need. But start getting those things done now. All of these things, just this little bit of preparation before the holidays, makes the holidays come so much faster. I was always the person that sat up all Christmas Eve night wrapping presents. I love to do that. You know, I'd sit down with a nice cocktail and watch one of my favorite Christmas movies and wrap presents all night long. But now I have found that as I'm getting older and my house is a revolving door, like I said, I don't have the time to do that. So I'm getting those things done now as I'm starting to purchase my gifts, as I'm starting to, you know, do the things that I need to do, get it out of the way. But a little preparation goes a long way, and especially when it comes to home repairs. So this is a fun holiday show, and we're going to continue it a little bit next week when I take you into the kitchen and cooking. But there's definitely some things that you should have taken care of already. So I'm just going to give you a little checklist before our guest calls in, and hopefully they don't forget. So anyway, some of the things that you want to do, and make sure that if you haven't done this, they're probably dead already. But did you take care of all your outdoor plants? Did you bring in everything that was supposed to come in, the things that were supposed to be potted outdoors that you kept all summer long? I actually brought my plants in. I kept them in pots all summer long, brought them in the house, put them in a window, and they are still blooming and doing great. So consider, if you can, to bring them inside. Another suggestion, if you haven't done it already, and I forgot to say this when I was talking about this a couple weeks ago, when you bring your plants inside from outside, You want to bring them in just a few at a time and keep them separated from each other. You want to bring them in. You want to bring, you know, two plants in, keep them in separate places, wait till they get adjusted to the climate and make sure that there's no critters or pests or anything that can infestate your house plants in your house. So that's something that you should definitely do in your house. When you're bringing your plants in. And I learned that a long, long time ago. You're supposed to bring them in, keep them separated, let them settle for a week or two away from other plants to make sure there's no critters, spray them, water them, prune them, do whatever you need to do. And now is the time. We're still going to have a little bit of warm weather to pull out all the Christmas lights, the holiday lights, everything that you're going to do. I don't like decorating my house for the holidays till after Thanksgiving. And so this is the time to start pulling everything out this weekend. Check your lights if you're putting lights up. Check the cords. Make sure nothing is frayed. Make sure nothing is broken. And do not use extension cords outside. Make sure that you have a GFCI switch. Let's make sure I get it right. Outside to plug your lights into, especially if we do get some wet or nasty weather. You want to make sure that you are taking care of that. And something that I talk about this all the time, make sure that you have a snow removal plan for your house. You know, I don't do our long driveway anymore because when we do it, other people use our driveway. So I try not to, but I am going to take a minute now. We have our guest calling in right now, and I just want to do this public service announcement with it's just an awesome program that's going on. Monica Mahendra, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, is the program coordinator of the Veterans History Project. And we're going to discuss what the VHP is, the Veterans History Project. They're seeking stories from our veterans with oral history, interviews and original photographs and letters and correspondence that are going to be archived and made accessible for future generations. And I think it's really important that we take time to honor our veterans. And, you know, when we think of the U.S. military, we often think of those that saw combat overseas, but it's just as relevant right here and heroic for those that serve at all times, including uniformed public health officers and those who were deployed to respond during natural disasters. Okay. And natural disasters and public health crises, these are all people that should be honored. And the Commission Corp of the U.S. Public Health Service is one of eight uniformed services. Founded more than 200 years ago, its members pay a crucial role in protecting our nation's health in all 50 states and overseas. So Monica will be joining us any minute now. I'm just waiting for her to come on board. And she's looking for these stories. She's looking for stories from our veterans, you know, to fill this museum, to fill the Library of Congress's Veterans Day outreach for history preservation. It's a history preservation project, and it's so important. I can't wait till she's on board. I want to find out what made them decide to do this and why it's so important to be able to do this. And it's a nationwide campaign, by the way, to collect stories from men and women who have served our country. Let me tell you, TJ, let me know when Monica's available. It's so important to me because we have binders and books and pictures from my husband's uncle who was in World War, I think it was the Korean War. The Korean War, it might have been World War II, I'm not sure. Okay, but she is ready, and I just want to thank you for coming on. Monica, thank you for joining us. I'm really excited to be able to do this public service announcement.
Oh, Carol, thank you so much for having us and for your interest and emphasis on the veterans among us.
Yeah, so what is it that the Library of Congress is doing? They're calling it Library of Congress Legacy. What will be included in all of this? I gave a brief rundown, but tell me more.
Absolutely. This is the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, We've been around for over 20 years. It was 100% congressionally mandated and made into law back then. And the idea really is for you, your listeners, for everyone to sit down with the veteran in your life, your loved one, your family, your community, people you might not even realize are veterans. Ask them about their service and ensure that together we all can create this living legacy, this important national effort of U.S. veterans who served from World War I through the more recent conflicts to coalesce their first-person remembrances through oral histories, original photographs, letters, and diaries, and ensure that we all understand their service and our history better.
So this is all branches of the service, correct?
It is all branches of the service, including those we don't often think about as being service members. For instance, the Commissioned Corps of the United States Public Health Service, which was founded more than 200 years ago, is really one of the eight uniformed services of the United States, and its members have been critical to protecting our nation's health and helping in times where we need relief and rescue for all of that time. And when they leave service, they too are veterans.
So how will they break this down at the Library of Congress? Will it be by each branch of service? I mean, how will we, the public, get to go see this?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, please come. The library has open hours on almost every Thursday evening. We love to have visitors, but for those who can't come straight to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., we also have the website, which is loc.gov/vets. That's LOC for Library of Congress, .gov, short for government, /vets, short for veterans, V-E-T-S. And on there are myriad ways in which you can slice and dice and look at and hear yourself the voices of over 117,000 individual veterans. Some of those collections will have audio, some will have video, many have a picture or letters or other first-person documentation. Over 70% of those collections, we are currently able to offer some part of their collection so that you can see it in the comfort of your own home or office. We also have, through that website, a myriad of ways to look by branch, to look by conflict, to look by gender, or perhaps you have a theme that you'd be interested in. Maybe it's something about engineering, or you can use a search term like hammer or saw or carpenter and see how these things can coalesce particular stories together to provide relevancy to your life.
You know, it's really funny because when we looked at my dad's discharge papers, and here I am in the home improvement industry and honoring our vets, I found that my dad was a plumber in the service. So, you know, you never know what you might find on people's certificates and things like that. So how, you know, I think about, I'm losing my voice. I'm thinking about the vast history my husband has acquired, where he had an uncle who would use carbon paper between sheets of paper and type and send letters off to all of his friends on a regular basis while he was overseas. How does somebody get really interesting information like that to you?
Absolutely. Through our website, you can find our field kit, which has the required forms for the archive. This is a serious purpose. It is a serious archival effort with a national scope on the individual basis. So a story like that, we'd be very interested in. That field kit, the website, you can also go to the website to call and get a field kit delivered to you in hard copy, if that's easier for you. And that enables people to have the required forms and also understand the best way to send the material in to make sure that these important first-person but also original materials are preserved here for posterity at the Library of Congress. You know, one of the things that makes this such a meaningful experience is when veterans understand that their family members, that their first-person remembrances and those materials that were contemporaneous to their service, like those letters, are going to be preserved here at the Library of Congress, along with our nation's treasures.
Forever.
That's how important it is.
Yeah, forever. And I love that. You know, you brought with you a vast background of experience. I just want, not that you just have a passion for this. You've worked more than 15 years with this project.
I have. And my husband and his father and his grandfathers on both sides, my grandfather on one side, all served in the military. And I would be remiss if I didn't give, on your show in particular, a little shout-out to Orangeburg, Pennsylvania, where my husband's family is from and where they have a deep spirit of understanding, service, and our collective connectivity.
And I'm so happy, even this is my home improvement show, honoring our veterans in any way that we can is so important to me. And this is a way to remember them every day, not just on Veterans Day. And this is a way for our veterans to share their stories and help coordinate and build the library.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate your ability to reach out to those individuals in your community, your listening community, because we all have veterans in our lives. We all have previous service members in our lives. And by you putting the importance on understanding that it's not just Veterans Day, that it's important to talk to them, we all get a little closer to that goal.
Awesome. Monica, I'm going to continue to talk about this in my last couple minutes here, but could you give us that website again?
Absolutely. It's LOC for Library of Congress. .gov, short for government, so GOV, /VETS, VETS, short for veterans. So LOC.gov/VETS.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm just going to, as you go off the air, because I know you're busy getting the word out on this, just tell people about your wonderful credentials. So I thank you for joining us today.
Really appreciate you having us, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you. So I just want people to know this woman has a passion because she coordinated major initiatives with members of Congress, the National Museum of the American Indian, the National Endowment for the Humanities. She's done things with PBS, Ken Burns, we know him, with Florentine Films, the History Channel, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, among others. And everything has been energized by the large collection of development initiatives, which are enabling us to explore new audience and new participation in the project. And the most meaningful part of Monica's work is to help uncover and shed light on the individual personal stories of U.S. veterans, which I'm getting goosebumps because the traffic was so bad this morning. I was redirected off my regular road and found the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs right in my own neighborhood. I didn't even know it was so huge and it was right there. It's a section of Coatesville. It is huge and phenomenal. And how ironic that I actually drove through that area today and saw that. I was just stunned, like, and putting this message out there as well. So I want to thank everybody for actually listening to Getting Ready for the Holidays and taking the time out, because I will honor our veterans any time that I possibly can. Next week, we will be back with Butterball Turkey, what not to burn in your kitchen, getting it ready. And we're going to spend a little bit of time with the new color choices going into 2024. See how spot on I am. You know, black is hot. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. And we're just going to bring you up to date with the commodities market and let you know what's going on in the industry. We also have a couple great interviews that we're getting lined up, so I can't wait to be able to lock them in and share them with you next week as well. So a lot of good stuff going on here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts. I just want to thank everybody for listening, and it would be shameful of me to not mention that I do have another show on every Monday from 3 to 4 called Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, where we've been exploring politics, health, science, definitely do some things with PETA organization. But we started a new segment all about your health and bringing you what's going on currently in the industry pertaining to drugs and heart disease and depression and things like that. So that's a definite good listen to. And those are on the podcast as well. So make it a great week. Pay it forward. Do something nice. Get ready for the holidays. And people, be safe out there on the roads. It's crazy.